Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
I'll be good.
I told you I'm just so loving your sneaks, man.
Thank you so much.
They are like, I would love to have a pair of red sneaks like that. Those are hot.
They're vibrant. That's how
they're
I'm working.
I'm
working the show today.
Feeling the vibrant level. Just the vibrant, running around. And it is wear your shorts weather. I think, right? Is it too soon? No.
You can wear your shorts any day
of the week. Wear your shorts any day of the week.
Any day
but
of the
actually,
month.
Wear your shorts. So we're going to talk about passion today, Benny.
Okay.
I don't know why wearing your shorts and how I put that together in that little sentence there, but I must have something going on in my brain. I must have. Not sure what that is.
Passion in your pants, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Passion in your pants.
I have to tell you, can I pay you a compliment?
Okay.
Can I pay you a compliment?
Sure.
I've said this to you before, but I haven't said it to you in a really long time. Do you want to know what it is?
I'm open ears here.
You have got the nicest man legs I think I've seen since my brother. You really do.
I've got lengthy limbs, I guess it helps.
They're like way better than my legs. I could tell you that right now. You got some nice legs.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Well, you might as well have some nice legs if you're going to wear those red shoes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Action.
Yeah, we're just having a moment.
Draw your eyes down to the floor.
Yeah, drop your eyes down to the floor. You know, pretty soon, I don't know, someday, I think we're supposed to get more cameras in here, and then maybe you can get a shot of Benny or a split shot or split screen or I don't know what the heck they call them. But for today, you're just going to have to imagine. You're going to have to use your imagination. And you're going to have to feel completely empowered in that. Today, we've got a great show. And Taylor, we are going to kick it up. Be empowered with passion for life. World-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor. Last time she was on the show, you could hear the vibration from here all the way around the globe to Australia. How do you like that? Her website is fasterquickerbetter.com. I love that. Fasterquickerbetter.com. She is a world-renowned energy healer. She is the founder of Inner Healing, Inc. She has been and has been helping people worldwide understand the key essence of empowerment. Today, we're going to be taking on passion. And I'm not talking about passion fruit. I still don't understand why we call it passion fruit. But I think each of us has a little passion fruit inside of us. And welcome to the show.
Looking forward to really empowering the whole entire audience to be passionate about life.
So do you know where the term passion fruit comes from?
I'm clueless, but I'm sure Google could come up with
something. I'm clueless, too, but there's got to be some, let me see, no pun intended. Juicy explanation for
it. My assistant Irene's Googling it for us.
Oh, Irene. Irene is so on it. Let's see if Irene and Benny, Benny's a master, too. So look, have you, Ann, been at a place in your life ever where you didn't have that fire of passion exuding from your skin. Yeah, well, I know I've been there. I just wanted to check, though. See, people think, you know, people like us that get on here and do this, that we just pop out of the womb and we're happy.
Oh, no, I work at it. See, I haven't have the gift to do it. I actually, what got me on the subject, I came out and Irene walked in the door one day, and I had really been working on passion because I woke up that morning kind of flatline.
Yeah, oh.
And so I sat down on my computer, just like I'm going to do with everybody today. I whipped out three pieces of passion for different things, and listened to them just like I tell clients to do. And she walked in that door, and I said, do I sound passionate? She said, you sound passionate. because I didn't wake up that way. You know, but I, you know, you got to do something to turn that around, turn it around.
I love the term you just used. I had such a chill just now when you used that term flatline. Because, you know, it was such a clear image to me. Well, you have a way with words anyway, Ann. But it was such a clear image to me of what happens when we absolutely live in this place where we feel life has no meaning, where we're not passionate about anything. Flatlining our soul is, I don't even know if that's possible, but I think some days we feel like that, don't we?
Yeah, I think some people, they, you know, kind of like walk through life. They kind of walk through life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough to do that. I mean, it's hard on them.
You know, what I love about this is being able to talk about how passion either fuels or doesn't fuel success. Getting the things in life that we want to get. I mean, what is the relationship between passion and success? And I'm not just talking about, you know, passion for the big dream. But, you know, I used to sell hot dogs, Ann. I used to sell hot dogs from a little hot dog cart, right? I loved doing that job. I could make you a hot dog. Oh, my goodness. And you would think you had gone to heaven.
Well, I bet you could, Dr. Pat. I bet you could. So what have you been passionate about? You know, I get passionate about what I do to empower others. That cranks up my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that I see people's lives miraculously change. Now, that I get passionate about.
Mm.
And I love seeing people's lives miraculously turned around in easy and effortless ways. And that's what I've got a gift to do, and I'd love to show the audience what that's like to be really passionate.
I would love for you to do that because, you know, it's really interesting. I think we've all been challenged in our lives with either figuring out a career or a relationship that we want to stay in. And sometimes I think we get to the place where we think we need to settle. Have you been there, Ann? I know I've been there.
You name the place, I've about been there.
Yeah. I mean, settling doesn't feel good anymore. And I know when I've stepped into that.
Well, you know, nobody really, when you settle, at least when I settle, I don't give up easy, by the way.
Mm.
Almost like a giving up, but I don't like giving up.
No. But settling is the same thing.
You're not good either.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not good. You know that about me, right?
Yeah. We've had some conversations.
Yeah.
But you're not a quitter.
No, I'm not a quitter. But you know what? I've tried to quit. I've tried to quit doing things. And it is there was a quote the other day that I read from a book. And it said, resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance. And the whole idea of quitting is such an area of resistance to something.
Well, you know, but then I understand what you just said, that resistance, about the resistance is that, you know, that sounds like a self-realization book.
Yeah, it must have been.
That's what it sounds like. But the resistance to the resistance about not quitting, sometimes you just have to persevere. Like, I'm mentoring again with Steve Siebold, who, anybody who knows me for very long knows that he's one of my favorites. And Steve was, Just a little side, he was the president of the Million Dollar Roundtable for National Speakers Association.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows of where he speaks, no pun intended. But he really does know what he's talking about. So the other thing was the last time I mentored with him, so I said, so what is the biggest reason people fail? You know what he said?
What?
They quit too soon.
Mm.
They quit too soon.
Yeah. You know, there's that song, right? That Kenny Rogers, I think it's Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them.
Well, that's great. That takes a lot of wisdom right there. You got to know when to hold them and
you
got to
know when to fold them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. But I think you know when to fold them.
I think we all do. I think we do.
I think you know when to fold them long before you fold them.
Don't you think? Why do we do that?
I hope things are going to get better. You
uh-huh.
Change. Maybe if you just did this, and maybe if you just did that, it'd work out.
Yeah, but you know, as you and I are talking about it, it just doesn't feel like passion, does it?
No, we're not on the passion trail right now.
No, let's pump it up and get on that passion trail. Because I don't know about you, but the question I think I want to ask you, you know, how do we get as many things done in our lifetime as we do that are so lacking passion? Because we do get, as a society, we're like little, little machines. We get a lot of stuff done.
Get a lot of stuff done, but I tell you what I think is missing that gives people lack of passion is the human connection.
Mm.
In other words, if you just, and I've done this many times, just go in a grocery store or just to go and get to run through, get something, pay your money and run out.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I take time and make contact with the checkout person, the people in line?
Yeah.
You know, and make that human connection and make somebody else feel good?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel good?
Yeah.
I think it's a choice that I make, really.
Mm-hmm.
I can still get a lot of things done and have that human connection and always let people know how much I appreciate them or let them know how meaningful they are to me and I'm really glad they're there and, you know, they do an ordinary job, but, hey, where would I be without that ordinary job?
No kidding.
Where would I be without the person coming to fix my dishwasher?
No kidding.
You know, so
no
I don't
kidding.
Know. That makes the difference in life is to let the people in my life know how much they mean to me and how much I appreciate them.
Mm. Mm.
I can only speak for myself.
Mm. Well, you know, let's talk about this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Ann Taylor, why is passion so important to success? And why do you think we lose our passion in life? On air, Ann is going to help all of us feel the juiciness that may have gone out of our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Ann Taylor. Be empowered with passion for life. We'll be right back.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never.
I want to get my spoons out and play them. I want to bring my spoons and play my spoons to that song. That's a great spoon song, Benny. Hey, everybody. Well, and I can play those spoons, you know.
Bring them in.
I'm telling you, my mama was from the South, and we learned how to play spoons at 9 years old. All three of us girls playing them spoons. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Ann Taylor's in the house. We're talking about passion. Be empowered with passion for life. Why is passion so important to success? And then you're going to get to feel the juiciness of Ann's work. Ann, welcome back. It's great to have you.
Hey, good to be here, Dr. Pat, always.
What's the relationship between passion and success?
Well, can you imagine trying to be successful and not being passionate about it?
It's painful.
Well, I mean, you can't do it. I mean, you just can't. It's not, there's an element missing. I'm trying to think when I was trying to do something I wasn't really passionate about. There's something there that you just, you're missing an edge. You're missing the secret sauce if you don't have the passion. The passion is really the secret sauce that makes success, because when you're passionate, you're willing to climb any mountain, forge any stream,
mm-hmm.
willing to do what it takes when you're passionate about something. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And boy, you put passion on you and Katie barred the door, you're going to do what you're going to do, aren't you, Dr. Pat?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, it's a great feeling. You know, there's a difference, I think, feeling. The way that I've had to describe it in my life is, you know, passion pulls me forward.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly. Doing something without passion is having something push me, right? See the difference? It's really, I know it doesn't make much sense, but it really is. I love to be pulled forward in a very beautiful, flowy way.
Right, and that's right. I'm going to use that line if you don't mind.
Yes.
Passion pulls you forward.
Pulls
I
you
like
forward.
That.
It does. I love it. And, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life that I wasn't passionate about. You know, I stayed and worked at a job for 25 years, and sometimes I was passionate about what we were doing, and other times not so much.
Yeah, and it just, passion makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, it really does. I'd much rather live a passionate life.
I would too. So how can we infuse some passion on the airwaves today?
This is the easy part, everybody. All you have to do is listen. That's all you have to do, because I have this amazing gift that, well, actually, God does all the work. I don't do the work. But what God will do with all of you is to give you an amazing amount of passion. And what we're going to do is give you passion for life, because God really needs a focus. And no matter what you're doing, even if you're making hot dogs, Pat.
Yeah, loved it.
You can have a passion for life that'll really pull you forward.
Mm-hmm.
So let me show you, everybody, what I mean. And all you have to do is listen. And what God is going to do is program your entire consciousness for passion. And then a lot has to do with what you got from your mother and father. You inherited a bunch from them. We could spend all day talking about that. But, you know, what God is going to do is program the consciousness. You actually got a consciousness from your mother and father. God's going to program that with passion. And then we're going to go on to your lineage. And, you know, going back 10 generations, there's people in that lineage that had passion and didn't have passion. We're going to program the piece that you got of every one of those people for passion. So with all that passion, this is going to ramp up your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pat, you'll not be a good subject for me to come back to, because you're already passionate. but we'll see if we can't ramp up your passion a little bit more.
I think you're going to be able to.
I think so.
I actually need a tune-up.
Okay, we're going to give you one massive tune-up. You ready?
All right.
Here we go. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As God brings in an infinite, boundless supply of energy, chi, prana, life force, from the universe, and what that just saves you all from using your energy. You don't want to use your energy, do you? Because there's an infinite, boundless supply of energy out there in the universe. I call it chi, prana, life force, and that's the energy that's inside of you. So God's going to bring in extra chi, prana, life force from the universe, and God creates a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. that empowers you to be passionate about your life. Passionate about your life and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And God puts the feelings and emotions of passion with that consciousness down. And thank you, God, as God takes that consciousness and miraculously programs and imprints your entire consciousness in the physical and the etheric permanently forevermore with that consciousness down. And thank you once again. You're going to hear me say the same thing. Like what we're going to do is program the consciousness you got from your mother and father with this. So here we go again. Thank you, God, as God once again brings in that chi, prana, life force from the universe and creates a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, that empowers you to have that passion for life, passion for your life, and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And God puts the feelings and emotions of passion with that consciousness down. And thank you, God, as God takes that consciousness and brings in God's new technology. That's something a little extra I didn't say before. God's new technology and takes that consciousness and miraculously programs and imprints the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric, permanently forevermore with that consciousness down. And now we're going to go on to your lineage because we want them to be programmed with that passion. Thank you. And that's the piece of lineage, the lineage that you inherited. So thank you, God, once again, that God brings in extra chi, prana life force in the universe, and God miraculously creates a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to be passionate for life, passionate for your life, and are something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And God puts the feelings and emotions of passion with that consciousness down. And thank you, God, as God takes God's brings in God's new technology and takes that consciousness and miraculously programs and imprints every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations to the physical and etheric, permanently forevermore, that consciousness down. And all I'm going to ask you to do is just to take a deep breath, just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you should feel inside some more passion that you didn't feel before. How are we doing with passion, Pat?
We're doing really great. You know, I think that, you know, sometimes we don't realize we've lost our passion. You know, we don't realize that we've actually given it up. But we do. Why do you think, Ann, it is that we lose our passion in life or lose our passion for things?
We don't follow our guidance and don't follow what we're supposed to be doing. Don't follow that inner guidance, and then you take the left turn or right turn. You get off your path. And I think it's one of God's ways of getting you back on your path. But we're not always passionate all the time. I think sometimes it's just, you know, it's the nature of this planet that we get to experience a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nature of coming here that we experience a lot. This is not a boring place.
Right.
And I think, you know, you can attest to this, Pat, the ups and downs. And the downs make you appreciate the ups a whole lot more, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And would there be any patina to your life if there hadn't been the downs and the rounds and some of the things that you've gone through and some of the things I've gone through and some of the things that other people have gone through? If you don't like them when you're going into the really tough spots. I know I've never said, whoopee, I'm glad I'm here.
No, I've never said that either.
No, it's never crossed my lips. But you get this, isn't there a richness and patina to your life now? And when you have those up times, you're really passionate, you're really on fire, you're really having a good time. Boy, there's a richness and appreciation, isn't there?
There is a richness and an appreciation that that you can't necessarily realize until you are without it. You know, it's an interesting dynamic, so to speak. You know, one thing that we do is we look at our lives and we think about all of the great things we want to do. And then the flip side of that is that we then don't do them. We somehow get off track. It's like you and I were just talking about. We somehow get off track. And so part of the dilemma is that, you know, here we are and we're living our lives. We think we're doing a good job, but we feel like there's something missing. We feel like there's something missing. And, you know, what is that missing link all about, Anne?
Well, I think it's the itch that, you know, you're always trying to scratch.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing that you feel something's missing. And I think that something's missing is trying to pull you towards something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where people, how people live without that connection to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Or in that prayer meditation time or following your guidance time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I've had that itch for years, I didn't have an itch necessarily. Is I was just following what my next right step was. And I kind of didn't know where it was going to lead me, but I had faith that there was going to be something that would come along that would scratch that itch. But I was still enjoying the journey, but I was between being a stockbroker and doing what I am now, doing mm-hmm. what I'm doing now, which I love, which I'm passionate about. And you know, I did enjoy the journey. It was a wild journey. I mean, I experienced a lot of different, I mean, I got to meet Bernie Siegel and Wayne Dyer, hire them as speakers. Put out, like, she had 3,500 people for Bernie in Tampa, Florida, to hear Bernie
mm-hmm.
and become lifelong friends with him and worked in Silent Unity's prayer room and became senior director of development there. And, it was a rich patina. It was wonderful, but it wasn't what I was passionate about. It wasn't what was lighting my fire. But eventually, by just picking up one foot, putting it down, following my guidance, doing what the next right thing was in front of me, okay, just, and I was led to it.
Mm.
But I think part of the secret sauce of life is to enjoy where you are and not wait until. Don't wait until you're rich. Don't wait until you have the man. Don't wait until you have the car. Don't wait until this or wait until that. But to enjoy right where you are right now.
Well, this is really going to be the topic that we cover when we come back. How do we learn, Anne? What can we do to bring in the energy and vibration on being passionate in the moment, of being where we are now, fully embracing it, fully appreciating it, and being completely energized and empowered by it? Anne Taylor joining me here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how do we infuse ourselves with the passion of the present moment? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Anne Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Anne with an E, Taylor.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Anne and the amazing work she's doing, you can go to fasterquickerbetter.com. fasterquickerbetter.com. We're talking about Be Empowered with Passion for Life. A world-renowned energy healer, Anne Teller, joining us here today. You know, we were talking about why we lose our passion, but more importantly, how do we get it back, Anne? Because it is important to get it back.
I think passion is following your heart and doing what you feel really juiced about. And you can be passionate and not be doing your life mission, life purpose. Please don't anybody wait for your life mission, life purpose to be passionate.
Mm.
You know, because there can be years in between. While you're following a path that really empowers you to get to that next place,
mm-hmm.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy what's in front of you right now. You know, I don't like writing sales copy that much, but I sat down and wrote some sales copy today. Sent over to Irene. She looked at it, sent it back. And, you know, but I wasn't, like, all bummed about it. It's just something I had to do, and I got into it and got into the flow of it, got really kind of flowing with it. It was really kind of fun to do it.
So, what are you saying then? That we can do things that we're not completely jazzed and passionate about? I mean, you know, because, I mean, there are things I do throughout the day, and I'm not passionate about every single one of them, I'll tell you that.
Is that, you know, you're not passionate about it, but if you're passionate about life, there's a joie de vivre that goes with what, when you write those checks. Let's say you don't like writing checks. I mean, not that you don't like paying your bills or anything like, but who, I mean, it's not exactly whoopee fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and write checks, but isn't there a certain energy if you have that joie de vivre about life?
Right.
That goes with everything?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to, you're doing your laundry, you're not exactly, you know, swinging from the chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that joie de vivre, that joy of life, that mm-hmm. inner passion, then I think that life just, you enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
And to enjoy life, I got to tell you, in order to do this, it takes practice.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, because it does take practice. And so we don't really think that we have to practice our passion. We think that it should just show up and there it is. Bam!
No, you got to practice. Everybody, you really need to practice. And I'll tell you, the greatest way I know to practice is through gratitude.
Uh-huh.
Because it has such a high vibration. You know, Dr. Diamoto?
Yes.
Yeah, when he did all the crystals,
mm-hmm.
gratitude just ranks right up there with love. And so if you practice gratitude, just gratitude, silent gratitude, thank people, give them little gifts, give them gratitude, let people know, give gratitude to God for all the many things you have in your life. Gratitude, you know, my hot rollers worked this morning. Yahoo! That's a blessing to everybody, wasn't it? I mean,
wow.
just you don't have to have a person in front of you. You can have hot rollers that work, you know, and just gratitude gets that juice going in your life. That's part of the juice of life is gratitude. Now, anybody can practice gratitude. Well, if you write down five things that you're grateful for every day, and you can put the same five things. You don't have to make this into a tough thing to do. Put down the same five things until you get more things you want to put down. You know, that you are grateful for the hot water you took a shower this morning, or you're grateful for the bed you had to sleep in last night, or just little things, small things. I mean, if you didn't have a bed, it would turn into a really big thing to have a bed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Gratitude, if that's part of the secret sauce that creates the passion, that creates the wheels moving, that keeps everything flowing forward, is the gratitude. The people who are happiest, a friend of mine, Marcy Shymoff, wrote the book Happy for No Reason.
Right.
And that's one of the things in there that she says is that happy people are grateful people. And I've seen that. Steve Stiebel says that. But happy people are grateful people. So if you want to be happy, be grateful. If you want the magic sauce, you want to be passionate. Whatever passionate person did you ever meet that wasn't grateful? Have you ever met a passionate person?
Never.
Living?
Actually, never. Never. You know, my stepmom, you know, I will tell you, this is a woman that had her first child at 12 and her second child at 13. And, you know, because, you know, when I'm talking about, if you lived down in the South where she lived, you know, you didn't really, if you got to 14 and you weren't married, there was, you know, it was different then. But she was so passionate about so many things. And one of the things that she did side by side, I mean, she was amazing. Went back to school, got her GED, got her real estate license down in Florida. But one of the things she talked about was perseverance. And that's actually what she taught me.
Oh, perseverance is really important. Persevere no matter what. You got to persevere.
Well, don't you find it difficult, Anne, to persevere without passion?
Yeah, that would be hard to persevere. But even when I haven't had passion and things got tough, I persevered. Perseverance is dogged determination that this, whatever it wasn't going to get me, wasn't going to lick me. I was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a few of those.
You know, I have had a few of those. You know, somebody said to me the other day, they said, you know, you're not a quitter. But that's not completely true. I understand what it means to quit. And there have been some things in my life that I did quit. And I look back at those things and I understand why I stopped or I said no to them. Some of them for very good reasons, others because I just didn't have the fight in me anymore. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know enough about how to get that passion back, Anne. You know, and I didn't know you and people like you that do what you do. And don't you think that that is part of the dilemma sometimes, that we don't really know or have the tools to help us?
You know, I think that's a great deal to do with it, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I was just talking to Irene this morning about people with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I was seeing if we can't find a group here in town that maybe some type of focus group or a group of people that get together. I said, just give me one, and I know how to heal PTSD, and I can maybe work with the whole group of them because I'm looking for a way here, amongst other ways, to give back, to make a difference here locally. But those people, and that leads me to it, they don't. What's available to them right now is really hard for them.
Right.
To get healed of that, to get healed of it, and just to eliminate their anxiety and the charge on thoughts and memories they have that produced it to begin with.
Right.
And that all that kind of stuff, man. I just really would want to do that.
Well, Anne.
Yes.
We got tens of thousands of soldiers coming back.
Yeah.
I mean. You know, there are so many people, but I will tell you, if Irene is looking into this, all you need to do is find your battered women's shelter. I mean,
yeah, they probably have a lot of PTSD people there.
I have to tell you, we have a great support system here where I live. I will tell you that support system is phenomenal. I'm not sure how well we do with the healing part because folks are just so immersed in trying to get the day-to-day of their lives back.
Well, that's what I mean. They don't know how to do it.
Right.
That's exactly it. And this is what I'm trying to help is the people out there who don't know about you, don't know about me, but they are really in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
They're really in a tough spot. And if I could get just one of them then that one could go back and tell the group, and then I could get maybe all of them on a teleseminar, you know what I'm saying, or go down and be work with them in a group and get them all healed of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At least to get them partway back.
Mm-hmm.
They can start really coping with life again. I'm just picking a subject. I know something about post-traumatic stress disorder. I know kind of like what makes it tick.
Right.
And so it could really help those people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough place to be, Pat.
Well, let's do this. What I would love to do is, just for those of you out there, this is a place that you can help Anne. If there is a group, if there is someone that you know, or some way that you can let Anne know about how to be able to give back and help people that are traumatized. You know, Anne, it's so interesting because we don't really understand the level of traumatization. Do you know something? You know, we're sitting here, you and I are talking about this, and I'm really struck by the millions of people that are traumatized or have been traumatized by the results of the economic conditions in this country.
Oh, I was thinking of that too, Pat.
Over the past 4 years.
Yep.
You know, people that have lost their home, they've lost everything they have, or if they haven't, the level of fear that folks are living in. And don't you think that that's a little traumatizing to live in fear every day?
They're terrorized. And that's something that goes with PTSD, is they're terrorized by it.
So how do we even begin to have a conversation about passion and empowerment with folks that are living in a state of fear when we come back?
And I'll do something about that when we come back.
Absolutely.
I'll give them the first step to healing it when we come back.
All right, let's do that. Because I don't know about you. I don't want to walk around in fear, but I've done that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX 9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Ann Taylor's joining me here today. And let's give out some information so that if people want to direct you to a group of people that you might be able to help, what's the best way for them to do that?
And just go to support@innerhealing.com. support@innerhealing.com. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a long way from passion, everybody, but I thought, hey, if I can help people out there with PTSD, I've got a way to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Pat at the break about this, and everybody has negative thoughts and memories, and that's what makes the PTSD, is you've been through something that's very traumatic, and those memories just keep up and they keep playing over and over and over again, and it's real hard for people to shut them off.
Right.
I have a gift where I can heal, ask God to heal the negative charges and all those negative thoughts and memories. So, Pat, do you have a few negative thoughts and memories?
Just a few.
Just a few, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is what I'm going to invite you to do. And you can come back and listen to the replay of this. It'll work just as well. So if
okay,
you want to tell your friends
it.
About it and come back then and have them listen to the replay and bring up their negative thoughts and memories, it'll work for them too. But this is the first thing in PTSD. And I would just like you to... And you don't have to have post-traumatic stress disorder to have this. We all have negative thoughts and memories. So just bring them up and God will heal them. And I'll do this for a couple of minutes. So just keep bringing them up. Here we go. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. Thank you, God, as God miraculously continues to heal the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you bring them up. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. And thank you, God. As I ask God to miraculously heal 100% of the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that are traumatizing you now. And thank you, God, as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good, that God miraculously and permanently continues to heal the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals 100% of the negative charges and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories, thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories, just keep bringing them up, everybody. Just keep bringing them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God. As God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up. Thank you, God, as God miraculously heals the negative charge and all negative thoughts and memories. How are we doing, Pat?
We're doing great.
The charge kept coming off them, didn't they?
I was trying to remember what I'm trying to heal. I was just trying to remember, like, okay, where are we with this? I love this because it gives you a state of confusion. Which means that I'm no longer in the place of thinking about that thing.
Yeah, you can't remember it.
I can't remember
can
it. It's like, okay, what are we healing now?
Well,
you know, it's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, once you take the negative charge of those negative thoughts and memories, they don't mean anything to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So if you have problems in your life, you're having a bad day, just come back and listen to this and bring up the negative charge of thoughts and memories. It'll make all your problems go away. No, but it'll make them a whole lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the negative charge and those negative thoughts and memories, it will certainly help. And that's just lightens your load. It just takes a little bit of weight off your shoulders and makes you feel more peaceful inside.
Well, it does. And I love what you said, that, you know, folks can download this and replay that part of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to start our day, though. What if people were to start their days like that?
Yeah, in the middle of the day, just defrag, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. You know, this is part of a journey, I guess, that all of us get to take, where we're figuring out how to live a life that is, you know, juicy and passionate, and how to leave those things behind that don't serve us anymore. Isn't that the trick?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Mm. And thank you so much for joining me here today. I wanted to ask you a couple of different things. What is the best way for people to find out more about you? What's going on your website? What can people purchase from you so that they can get plugged in here on a regular basis?
If they go to innerhealing.com, there's a special piece of work there, and they can sign up for my email list, because you want to know about all the special events that I'm doing where you can get free healing work. And yeah, there's a wonderful resources on there. Like if you have anxiety and panic, how would you like to get anxiety and panic healed? I think it's only $37.
Mm.
People have had such amazing results from that. And if you go to fasterquickerbetter.com, there's a whole package of my work for an unbelievable price. My goodness and gracious. You get all your worries and fears about money healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get fear of change, fear of the future, fear of the unknown healed. You know, there's so much there. It's at fasterquickerbetter.com. And all this comes back with a money-back guarantee. Let's say you try it for some reason, strange reason. It would have to be really strange because all this really works. I've been doing it for 17 years. It has a money-back guarantee. But how would you like the power to make good decisions? How would you like to be able to make, you know, there's a special wisdom and discernment path that goes with making good decisions.
Yeah, I know.
And Lord knows I could have used it some of it years ago.
Right.
You know? But the wisdom and discernment is really important. There's so much there. And there's, you know, I don't know how many, you've used a lot of meditation recordings, haven't you, Pat?
Yeah, I have over time. But
I will bet you, you've never experienced anything like this meditation recording that I've got. It takes you to the alpha brainwave state right away, which is the state meditators want to go to. And then it heals all the negativity that's going on in your
brain. Right.
And so it's truly amazing. It's truly amazing. So, in fact, I'm going to ask Irene if she wouldn't send that over to you.
Thank you.
For me to you.
Well, and I know your work is powerful. And I know because we've had it demonstrated on this show many, many times.
But just as a special gift to you, just say, hey.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And Taylor, everyone. And one more time, let's give out that website.
It's www.innerhealing.com and then fasterquickerbetter.com.
Wow, thank you. And what a great show. Be empowered with passion. But also, let's let go. Let's get the help of Ann Taylor and be able to leave that stuff behind that just doesn't serve us anymore. Thank you, Benny. Fabulous show. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Check it out, www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll see you next time.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples in exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463.
That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE, Taylor.com.